On the phone with me today is Chioma Irunwa, a UNBC student studying remotely from abroad. Chioma, thank you so much for talking with me today.
You're welcome, Kate.
To start off, could you maybe introduce yourself, tell us where you're based right now, and what you're studying?
Okay, my name is Chioma Irunwa, currently based in Nigeria. I'm a pre-entry student into gender studies, master's degree program, but then I had to pass four pre-entry courses because my undergraduate wasn't in gender studies. I did accounting. So for me to be able to gain be accepted into master's gender study, I need to pass four pre-entry courses.
And how long have you been studying at UNBC?
I think for 3 months.
So you
January.
Okay,
January,
so you
2021.
Interesting. So you started at UNBC during the pandemic.
Yeah.
So could you tell me a little bit about that? What was that experience like, beginning a brand new program in the middle of a global pandemic?
Wow. At first, it was kind of interesting. I just had this notion that I'm going to a new place, a new country, a new continent, where I'm going to meet a lot of people, where I'll be able to do my dream, like going to gender study and all of that, travel far away. But then as a result of the pandemic, and due to the stressful nature of my job, because I had to work from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., it's 7 to 6 for financial institutions, or an 8 to 5 o'clock job for government offices. So it's really, really not been funny. Like, it's been so stressful. It's been kind of crazy. And like, it's not something I envisaged. It's not something I ever anticipated. So it's not really been nice. But then the professors, some of the people I've met online, they've been trying to be helpful. Yeah, so they're trying to ease the stress. But regardless, it's not nice at all.
Yeah, that's a very, very full schedule. What do you do for work, Chioma?
I work with a financial institution. I work as a customer service officer. And sometimes I work as a cashier. So it's not kind of stable. Like, this week I might be at the customer service office, and the next week I might be taking to the cashier desk, kind of.
And then, of course, with the time difference, you're completing your studies in the late evening into the early morning. That must be a challenge as well.
Exactly. It's been very, very challenging, because most time I get to leave the office by 6 p.m. and then I got to connect with the remote class by 7 p.m. Nigerian time. And most time, especially on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I've got like 3 lectures. And the first one runs from 7 to, I think, 8:30. And then the second one starts around 10 p.m. to 11:20. And the last one starts from 11:30 to 12:50. So before I get to sleep, it's like almost past 1, and I need to wake up very early the following morning, say, let's say, like 5:30 a.m. or 6 p.m.
Wow. Have you had an opportunity to connect with any other students who are in similar situations, who are studying from abroad with these dramatic time changes? Have you had any conversations with other students?
No, though I've worked on a presentation with one of my students. What's that her name? I think Julian. Yeah, but Julian is in Quebec, so I guess hers is much more pretty easier. And I think, I'm not sure she works. Yeah, I think we talked about it. I'm not sure she works. And if she does, it's just on hourly basis.
Right.
It's not as difficult as this, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, three or 4 hours is a little bit easier to manage than 8 or 9 to Nigeria. So,
exactly.
Chioma, I'm interested to know, when you heard the news that UNBC is planning to reopen for in-person classes in September, what was your first thought?
Wow, I was really happy about it. I was just like, oh, finally. But then I knew that even in the pandemic, I would have traveled if my visa, if my study visa was approved, but I got denied, which I'm trying to work on it. So I was really, really, really happy that finally they're going to open, and I just hope my visa got taken approved so I could travel back there and have the best fun I could ever think of in an academic institution.
Do you know why your visa was denied? Was it pandemic related?
No, I'm not sure. If not, though it got delayed at first due to the pandemic. Averagely, it takes like 3 to 4 weeks for student visa. But because of the pandemic, it took them like almost 10 to 11 weeks. And then the reason for the denial, first of all, misaligned program. Coming from an accounting background, working in banking in a financial institution for the past 6 to 7 years, and then you switch into gender study. The visa embassy felt like I really have no convincing justification for making such a drastic career change. But then I was able to discuss it with my supervisor, Dr. Jacqueline Hula, and she promised to give me a supporting document in my next application. Basically, that was it. And then the second reason was that my salary, because I had to submit my statement of accounts. The second reason was that my salary, they don't see my salary being able to foot my financial obligations in UMBC. But I had to make them understand that it's a self-sponsor. My office is not going to sponsor me. I already saved up some money, and I'm going there to sponsor myself, not having my office as a sponsor. So basically that was the two reasons for the denial. So I just hope that with the support letter that I'm gonna get from Dr. Jacqueline Hola, and then an explicit explanation attaching and maybe trying to put an arrow pointer to my account balance, showing them that all my tuition fee, my living expenses are covered, then I'm pretty sure that it's going to be taken approved this time around. And then with UMBC coming back to normal by September, it's a very, very heartwarming and hopeful situation.
Yeah. Are you concerned at all about borders not being opened up to international travel by September 2021?
Yeah, I'm a little bit concerned. But then I felt like even in the midst of the pandemic, there was a time and the Canadian government opened up borders. Students could travel as long as you're going to observe all COVID-19 protocols. And of course, you're going to be screened for 2 weeks. What they call that again? Where you have to hold on, I think, for 2 weeks to be confirmed COVID-free before you could gain entrance to Canada. So I felt like even in the midst of the pandemic, people are able to travel, and things are really getting better with the vaccine available. So I think by September, it shouldn't be an issue. The border should be open, like practically open, but then with all COVID-19 protocols observed.
Yeah. And have you received any communication from UNBC or any clarification about how your studies might be impacted as an international student?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Okay, so I think you touched on this a little bit, but what would be your ideal situation for the next school year? What are you hoping for?
Wow, a whole lot. studying in a multicultural environment, get to meet a lot of people, get to meet my amazing supervisor because she's been helpful all through our communication, our conversation. She's been very empathic. So I just hope to contribute in my full time in the school environment, get involved with the whole school activities, and have a research in gender studies that has been my passion. Like I kind of developed this passion for it, so I can't just wait to get started. And I'm really looking forward to it and hopeful that it's going to be an amazing experience as an international student.
Yeah. That's great. Well, I hope the same for you as well. Chioma Irunwa, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today. I know you're very busy.
Thank you so much. My pleasure.